We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us today on a visit to historic Leicester, which each year sees armies of international tourists come to visit its famous square in London. Leicester is the birthplace of the father of the package holiday, Thomas Cook. The first ever package holiday makers travelled from Leicester to Loughborough in 1841. And if you're curious to know what it would have been like to visit 19th century Loughborough, visit Loughborough. Loughborough University is based in Leicestershire. The university is a world leader in sports studies, and its PE graduates are highly sought after by UK schools. Every year, alumni gather for a prestigious black tie dinner. Last year, Lord Coe arrived to deliver a speech, PE, a foundation for life, but admitted that he'd forgotten his tuxedo and was made to do it in his vest and pants. And visitors may be surprised to discover that Leicester is home to the National Space Centre, a museum that celebrates all things connected with space exploration. Although perhaps more surprising is that the centre is twinned with the National Pork Pie Museum at Cape Canaveral. Leicester City's famous King Power Stadium has become increasingly visitor-friendly these days, offering fans regular tours of the ground. Supporters can now walk out onto the hallowed turf of the King Power, visit the owner's box, and even gain access to the Leicester City dressing room, where they're presented with a team strip, pair of boots, and a game. Let's meet the teams. On my right, please welcome Pippa Evans and Tony Hawks. And on my left, Andy Hamilton and the Reverend Richard Coles. And taking our place at the desk next to me to enjoy an evening of scoring, please welcome the ever delightful Samantha. Wow. Well, we'll start this week with some new additions to the Uxbridge English Dictionary. A good dictionary is essential for learning the correct use of similar terms. For example, many people don't know the subtle difference between the words lopsidedness and asymmetry. Well, lopsidedness refers to the condition of being disproportionately heavy on one side, whereas asymmetry is where Scotsmen are buried. But the meanings of words are constantly changing, team, so your suggestions, please, of any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Pippa, you can start.
Consensual. Someone who gives the impression of being sexy, but isn't.
Tony.
Grind. What they stand on in Northern Ireland.
Richard.
Minster. Camp clergyman.
Andy.
Bollocking. Prince Harry's unflattering nickname for his dad.
Doggerel. Nighttime visitor to car park in North Wales.
Varlet. A comparatively short VAR review, i.e. under 8 minutes.
Argon, when a pirate's lost his voice.
Ineffable, out of one's league.
Evensong, 2468 motorway.
Tapioca, a disappointingly average kind of dancing.
Curled, freezing in Newcastle.
Elongate, the Tesla recall scandal.
Sh- Shrug. Quiet carpet.
Laboratory. Speeches by gun dogs.
Net zero. Crap day of fishing.
Drover. A retired driver.
Unkempt. An unsatisfactory Spandau Ballet reunion.
Modular. A vampire on a scooter.
Saxophones. Proceeds of robbery from Apple Store.
Unspectacular. A vampire who can't find his glasses.
Cough. Go away.
Ulez. Insult shouted at Miriam Margulies.
OK, the teams are going to sing along to some well-known songs in the round called Pick Up Song. The inspiration for songs comes from many things. For example, it was the sight of an April sunrise after a long, cold English winter, which inspired George Harrison to write Here Comes the Sun. It was witnessing the birth of his daughter that prompted Stevie Wonder to compose Isn't She Lovely? And it was a particularly severe case of nonspecific urethritis that inspired the Kings of Leon's song, Your Sex is on Fire. So in this round, Samantha will spin the discs and each of you teams will sing along to your records until Samantha turns the music down. If on its return, you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points. And points mean a frankly sickening display of mass intellectual torpor. What do points mean? Yes, and this week's prize is the perfect postprandial treat for the sweet-toothed furrier. It's this after-eight mink. OK. Richard Coles, you're to start, please, and I'd like you to accompany Leicester band Shawadi Wadi singing Under the Moon of Love.
Let's go for a little walk under the moon of love.
Let's sit down and talk under the moon of love. I want to tell you that I love you. And I want you to be my girl, little darling. Let's walk, let's talk under the moon of love. The moon of love. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba. You look so lovely.
Excellent work. Okay, you're next, Andy Hamilton. I'd like you to accompany Leicester boy Engelbert Humperdinck singing Please Release Me.
Please release me, let me go.
For I don't love you anymore. Two ways our lives would be a sin. So release me and let me love again. I have found a new love, dear, and I will always want her near. Her lips.
Your turn, Pippa Evans. Could you accompany Donna Summer singing I Feel Love?
Heaven knows.
Thank you. That's Pippa Evans singing I Feel Love, and all the audience here in Leicester showing that they really know how to have a good time. And finally, Tony Hawks, I want you to accompany Jimmy Somerville singing the Communard song You Are My World, but I want Richard Coles to accompany you on the piano as well, if that would be...
Precious stones on faces made of solid gold. When I hold your hand, I want to cry, and your loving arms to protect me from cold. You are my world. You are my world. You.
Thank you, Tony Hawks, and thank you, Richard Coles, and brilliant stuff. Yes, absolutely. Not easy playing the piano like that with Colin Sell flicking V signs at you while you're doing this. Well, the teams are going to do a spot of acting for us now in the round called Sound Charades. This game is all about miming the theatrical technique of suggesting action, character, or emotion without words. The world's most famous mime artist was, of course, Marcel Marceau. Marceau discovered his aptitude for mime as a six-year-old when he got trapped in the family greenhouse. Despite his frantic gesticulations for assistance, Marceau's family simply applauded and threw money. Well, in our version of the game entitled Sound Charades, team members are permitted the use of their voices. Richard and Andy, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Drop the dead donkey. Drop the dead donkey.
It's a television show, four words.
Four words.
Ah, Vicar. What did you make of the rehearsal of our little nativity play?
Well... it was original.
Yes, yes. This year we've tried to make it a little less cutesy, more gritty, more real, hence the changes.
I wasn't totally sure about the depiction of the Magi.
Ah, well, let me explain. You see, the biblical Magi, it's not very real. They're idealised, not representative of mankind. So instead of three wise men, we've opted for one wise man, one averagely intelligent man, and one total idiot. That's more a cross-section of humanity, which is why they bought the baby Jesus gold, frankincense, and a traffic cone.
Yes, the baby Jesus was...
Too radical?
No. I don't mind him being portrayed by a puppet.
Well, you see, Mr. Bludston was desperate to be involved, and he fancies himself as a bit of a ventriloquist, and he could provide his own dummy, so...
No, absolutely, I get that. I just wasn't totally sure about the baby Jesus having a monocle.
Well, we can lose that. Now, anything else that bothered you, Vicar?
Well, I mean, I thought possibly some of it didn't feel very Christmassy.
Really? Which bits didn't feel very Christmassy?
Well, I'm thinking mainly of the corpse.
Oh, I see. I mean, it's not a human corpse.
I can see exactly what it is.
Well, it's an artistic choice. You know, it's a commentary on how we exploit beasts of burden.
Yes, but if the creature is deceased, then how would it carry the Virgin Mary to Bethlehem?
Well, with great difficulty. But it's symbolic. See, it's not literal, it's...
I'm sorry, but perhaps if you'd used a model rather than a real cadaver, then maybe I...
Yeah, but it's visceral, it's gritty, it's...
Filling the church with flies. Sorry. It's got to go.
So what you're saying is I've got to...
That's what I'm saying, yes.
Well, it's got something to do with a cadaver, do you think? It's like a dead
dead. Is it vintage television?
Yeah.
Vintage. It was hugely successful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in the 90s.
Yes. Mm. I don't know what it is.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
Go on, you tell them.
It's Drop the Dead Donkey.
Actually, the correct answer is Drop the Dead Donkey touring from next January in the theatre. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thanks for the warning. Here's a further title going up on the lazy display board for you, Tony and Pippa. And here is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Heidi. Heidi.
This is a book and a TV series, and it's one word.
Hi.
Hiya.
Heidi, hi.
Now you've gone too far. It's so easy.
A book and a TV show.
A book and a TV series.
Oh, yeah. I think I've got it. Oh. Hmm? Is it Heidi?
Yeah. All right.
Well, this next round is all about reviews. Most performers remember their reviews. Indeed, author Tony Hawkes keeps his in a scrapbook. Coincidentally, scrapbook was the two-word reply Tony got from his publisher when he sent them his latest manuscript. Incidentally, I noticed some very disappointing online reviews for the new Full Monty TV series. Just one star on TripAdvisor. So in this round, I shall present the teams with a selection of genuine internet reviews, and their job is to correctly identify to what the review is referring, OK? So, Andy, we'll start with you. Great price, very sticky.
A stick.
This was some fake blood on Amazon. How about this one, Tony? What's being reviewed? OK, though I thought they would be thicker.
The audience.
It was actually silver sequin light switch cover from Amazon. What that is, I don't know. Pippa, what about this one? What's this referring to? Great for catching hairs, but really difficult to remove the hairs from the product.
A Jack Russell.
The answer is actually a hair catcher that goes in a shower sink strainer when you have it. Well, anyway, that's what it is. You know. And finally, Richard, what's this a review for? Got it for my dad's birthday. The moment he opened it and saw what it was, the horror on his face was absolutely worth it.
His browsing history.
It was actually for an old age emergency pants. It was a funny gift for retirement. So, you know, I said finally, I lied. There are some more. These are for any of you to have a go at. What's being reviewed here? Lovely and came complete with train.
The north of England.
It is a review for a wedding dress. What about this one? They do use lots of complicated words for five-year-olds.
Janet and John do string theory.
It was actually a review of the National Space Centre in Leicester, on TripAdvisor. How about this one? Don't believe the description. It's actually more like a sheet.
Mexican chocolate mousse.
Thank you. is. In fact, it was for a men's adult Jesus fancy dress costume. Any idea what this is a review for? Good, but you have to grip the bottoms hard to get the tops off.
Tortoises.
There was a review for tubes of glitter. And finally, what's being reviewed here? I got this out of curiosity after it was referenced repeatedly in Call the Midwife.
A backstreet abortion.
It was a review of Horlicks malt. Oh, I must get some of that. Well, it's now time for some music in the game called Song Stoppers. In this round, panellists from each team will take it in turn to sing the opening line to a series of well-known songs, and it's the job of their teammate to answer each opening line in a manner likely to end the song altogether. At the piano, we have Colin Sell. Incidentally, you may be interested to learn how, in the 80s, Colin once handled ELO, REM and ABC. That, of course, was before someone told him he was only allowed to hold seven tiles at a time. OK, you can go first, Andy and Richard. Can we have your medley of first lines now, please?
Gaudete, gaudete, Christus es natus, ex Maria Virgine, gaudete.
Time to go home, your holiness, you piss. Breaking rocks in the hot sun, I fought the law and the law won.
Bit of a come down, eh, Mr. Trump?
Sorry, I'm a lady. Sorry, I'm a lady. I would rather be...
non-binary.
What are you doing the rest of your life?
Maliciously contesting planning applications.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me? Don't you? Don't you?
No, because my girlfriend, as you put it, is in fact the pearly king of Hoxton.
Is there something strange in your neighbourhood? Who are you going to call?
The Daily Mail. And they called it puppy love.
But the CPS called it bestiality.
Do a diddity-dum, diddity-dum.
Is not an answer this COVID inquiry can accept, Mr. Johnson.
Your turn, Pippa and Tony.
Somebody's had too many pints of Yorkshire bitter. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's...
unlikely.
When I fall in love, it will be forever. Or I'll never fall in love.
It's the second one.
Well,
know. You can reach me by railway.
In your bloody dreams, pal.
Remember that tank top you bought me? You wrote "You're gorgeous" on it.
No, no, no. I wrote "You're egregious."
Actually, he surrendered at the port of Rochefort.
Oh, f*** off, Tony.
I sit and wait. Does an angel contemplate my fate?
No, Tony, it'll be a judge.
And so this is Christmas. And what have you done?
I've bought all the food. I've wrapped the presents. I tidied the house. What have you done, ladies and gentlemen?
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the funereal flush of fate dispatches the gilded goldfish of grief down the tear-stained toilet of eternity, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the team, Samantha, myself, and our audience here in Nestor, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Tony Hawks, Pippa Evans, Andy Hamilton, and the Reverend Richard Coles will be given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Fraser Steele and Stephen Dick, and the producer was John Naismith.